KF8 EVQ.
KF8 EVQ, thanks, Joey. Good morning. I'll try to touch this Bluetooth function. I'm out of fiber. Your last transmission, I just heard good morning, and then the first one, I just saw your call sign pull up on the screen of the password, and I didn't hear anything. So I'm not sure if it's just the Bluetooth trying to figure itself out, or if you were hitting a repeater all right.
No, first one, I just queued up and hit my, just sent my call sign. Second one, I just said good morning. But when I first queued up, it said repeater not found. It's so spotty with this, with the Maverick sometimes, where it'll display signal as, like, 0 bars, and then you'll hit the PTT, and it'll just populate, like, oh, you've got 3 bars now, and whatever. So it's kind of weird. I'm going off of the Novi repeater right now, which is not very far. So I'm curious as to what's going on with that.
Well, I'm sure, you know, the HT is, you're working off of 5 watts or 6 watts if you're on turbo, probably. And then I'm sure there'll be no issue, you know, with the full-on mobile. I got the same issue at the house with the Maverick. You know, eventually if we make that little man pack with the DMR radio, I'm sure with that we wouldn't have any issues. I think that's probably the only reason that it would be like that, you know. You know, when we're driving through the city, it's pretty good. Or even closer to, like, Inkster's, you know. So I'm thinking maybe it's just how many watts. And also, we're using the dummy antenna inside the vehicle, too. So those are my thoughts. Sorry, I haven't had enough coffee yet today, so my thoughts are a little jumbled right now.
No, you're good. Those are good points. Yeah, I am in the car, and yeah, it is just an HT, so that kind of checks out. But otherwise, you sound like you're coming in pretty good. What is your exact setup right now?
I got the regular rubber duck antenna on there. I got the PTT Bluetooth button on the steering wheel, and I connected the Maverick to my car, and my car thinks of it as a phone call. So you're coming through on my speakers in the car. Now, it seems like if we don't maintain a QSO and we go without like a few seconds of not talking, it'll shut it off. Like at the end of a phone call, you know. I wonder if there's a way to change that setting to where it stays on for like 10 seconds longer position, so then that way it doesn't shut off and then return on. Because in the beginning of a transmission, it's like I'm missing some of it. Yeah, that's the setup so far.
Weird that it treats it like a phone. That doesn't, that kind of surprises me. I figured it would have just played through the speakers like it'd be like a MP3 player or something like that. I've got a Bluetooth speaker in the car. I'm going to try to hook it up real quick. Like a portable Bluetooth speaker. I'm going to see what happens when I do that.
Yeah, that would be nice. I tried using my Samsung Bluetooth earbuds, and I don't know why, but it just wouldn't connect to the earbuds before. Because that would be awesome if I could just have, you know, one of those earbuds in and monitoring or whatever, and have this PTT button for, like, cycling or whatever else.
Did it do when you did that? You said it didn't work?
Yeah, the pairing my Samsung Bluetooth earbuds to the Maverick did not work. I tried a couple of times. So I don't know if it's a user problem or if it just won't work. Your last transmission didn't come through, but I'm not sure if it's because of Bluetooth issue or your where you're at in the body.
NHCLH, this is KF8DVQ. No, Bluetooth speaker did not work.
You said it wasn't working for you?
I connected it, and I was able to queue up. I'm not sure if you could hear me or not, but when I saw your DMR number pop up on the screen of the HD, I did not hear you coming through the speaker at all. It connected just fine. It just didn't send the audio through.
Gotcha. You said traffic gets a little heavy. Eastbound Davidson, plus the freeway.
You said it's down to one lane there?
Yeah, it's direction crew doing something. Looks like they're setting up for whatever they're about to do. It closes down and the far left lane is open. So I'd imagine it being a little by the time you come through.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not near that, anywhere close to that yet. But thanks for the heads up. I'll try to hop off and grab Oakman or the Ewald Circle or something.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. It was pretty smooth when I got through, but traffic seems to pick up around this time.
Well, I left the house a little bit later than I probably should have. But it should be okay still.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine either way.
Which repeater are you on right now, Novi or Detroit?
I'm sorry, what was the last?
Which repeater are you going off of right now, Novi or Detroit?
I'm going off Detroit. If I'm, like, in the area of my house and east, I'll just stay on Detroit. If I'm left over, like, Farmington Hills, I'll switch to Novi.
Right on, that's fair. You're breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure why.
You said that I'm breaking up a little bit?
I didn't copy your last.
Sorry, but I missed your last again. I should be pulling up to work soon. I'm going to check the last version and see what kind of loss we've been having.
Yep, my last transmission was just that I couldn't hear your last transmission. But that sounds good. I can talk to you when we get to work.
Sure, sounds good. I'll probably stay in the parking lot until 8:35-ish just to look at some things, and then I'll head in. I think we're going to have all my bosses in today, so yay.
That sounds fantastic. I'll be a little bit later than 35. I'll sort of bump into you after 9.
Cool, sounds good. I'll stand by for a little bit if you want to keep going. If not, that's cool too. That ain't the
only. Yep, I'm going to turn the news on and see what's going on in the world. So I will give you a 73. This is KF8GVQ, and I am clear.
Sounds good. Happy travels. I hate the only.
Hey, B1. KE8FTW, I'm launching. Stay with one.
Kilo, Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November, testing, statewide 1.
You sound loud and clear. KCHELQ, statewide 1.
All right. Yeah, it sounds a lot better than it did. I guess we'll give it a try later this evening and see how the other audio, I think it was at receive audio leveling.
Yes, we will have to. KCHELQ.
8 Whiskey Hotel, I'm on the street. Hey, you beat one.
I'm on both. I'm just getting my girl changed. How you doing, Lance?
Just escaped. Nice long weekend, volunteer.
Yeah, I cut down part of a tree, or cut all the branches off a tree that fell in my backyard on Saturday. The tree fell earlier in the week, and I finally got around to it Saturday. Then I helped my neighbors with his porch steps. Sunday, I went to the flea market with Sean and Wally and Jack. Went to breakfast and came home, and I did some more tree trimming and then got the rotors and the brakes done on the police cruiser.
Yeah, so you had a busy weekend. Yeah, it's on the other side of the state with a bunch of the other steaming guys doing bike MS or driving around trucks doing the supporting that event. So, yeah. Lots of driving all weekend.
Yep, tomorrow is Hudsonville, so doing that tomorrow and wherever else she wants to send us.
Yeah, I feel like Cujo driving all over the place. Yeah. Right, starts in Holland and then goes south the first day and then goes north the second day. So, yeah. Driving lots of windshield time the weekend.
Oh, you did that this past weekend? Just all over the place?
Yep. Just following the route. And, you know, if anybody needs to ride up to the next rest stop or if anybody gets hurt or whatever. Helping everybody out.
Is that a Genesee ARPSC thing or just a volunteer thing? I said, is that for ARPC that you were doing that, or just something through church or through a group or something?
It's for National MS Society, but that's kind of the event that I really met all the Seaman guys at, and kind of been doing it for years, so but I don't know how you work that out. It's not really APRSC, but basically everybody that's in our group was there. So, a lot of the steaming guys do it, we've been doing it for many years.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen next year. It sounds like a lot of the guys might be done with it. So, the national societies started doing, they're hiring event companies to manage everything, and they want to, control all everything. We've been doing it for years, and we're kind of like the exception to the rule, like a well-oiled machine. We know what everybody's going to do and what to do, and we get to some events where nobody knows anything. No, they don't know what they're doing, so yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, that sounds like fun. Well, if you ever need an extra volunteer, let me know. Maybe if I'm not doing anything that day, I'll meet up with you. Casey, could you?
Yeah, there's another one in Frankenmuth end of the summer. But, yeah, that one's a little closer to home. That was a little easier to support.
Oh, so it's you and a bunch of the other Central Michigan guys?
Yep. Fred's the net control, basically, and a bunch of the other guys are various different SAG units or med units or whatever.
I'm going to have to check that out then.
It's been, I've had fun doing it, but fun might go out of it if everybody gives up.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, I'm going to finish up here at the shop, and then I got to make a phone call anyways, clear my day, and go home. I'll just let me turn your final, in case you kid you.
All right. I'll be tricking northbound. See you immediately.
Okay, see you, KJO.
Hey, Beatles.
You're still not home yet?
We got 40 minutes.
Lordy, I bet you're already home, or on your way home. Well, let's do it already. You had a late start.
I was already on my way home, but I was just leaving when we first called out. But, yeah. I left a little early today. At a stopping point where if I did any more, it'd be long. Even it'd take too long, you know. So, it's, by the time I got everything loaded that I need, it would have been time to go.
Yeah, I just got done with the oil change at my daughter's place. It takes me about a half hour to get up home, and then let the dogs out or get attacked by the dogs. Get a couple things together, grab my to the Explorer, and then drive back down and go pick her up.
Yeah, I was down that way yesterday. Had to get the kids from my parents' marina. Take Paul Road all the way to 94, so I drove right past your daughter's work.
Where are they at, Jefferson Marina or down there in St. Clair Shores?
No, they're at Beacon's Cove. It's off Jefferson and Shook Road, somewhere over there.
Oh, okay.
I missed what you said.
You missed pizza? So do I. I haven't had any for a while. I think we're having burgers tonight.
Yeah, I missed what you said. But,
Oh, I think either I broke up or you broke up because you just sound a little bit pixelated there, so you might be in the hole or somewhere close to it.
Yep, I'm in the hole.
No, you're out of the hole.
Yeah, maybe. I said where Marina they were at.
Yeah, you said Shook and Jefferson area. But that's coming along with that the old Dairy Queen. I know where that's at.
Did the same thing. Cut out as soon as you keyed up.
That's odd. I got a great signal going, too. I'm by the Mount Clemens repeater. I said Shook and Jefferson. I know where that is at.
Yeah, I'm just coming out on the bad spot, so maybe when I get to the top of the hill here, it'll be a little better.
Yeah, I usually don't lose DMR until, like, Richmond, north of Richmond, and some patchy areas there. But then by the time I get home, then I lose it because I park in front of the house and then I lose the antenna strength. But that's okay. I'll be jumping into another vehicle in like a minute or two after that. KCAKJO.
Well, if you're in DMR, you should probably hit Burnside pretty good there. CBY.
Yeah, it likes to fluctuate. One minute I'm in Mount Clemens, the other one I'm in Burnside. Like, it can't decide. So, thank goodness for roaming.
Yeah, that's what the roaming's good for. The only problem is if you got good signal on one and not on the other. And it keeps trying to go to the one you have bad signal on.
Yep, just like just that. I keyed up the mic and nothing happened, and I waited, and it goes, oh, there's an antenna there. And then it keyed up on it. Yeah, there's little patchy areas here and there. It's kind of goofy. I mean, just like where you're at, it goes into a hole, even though you're right by Holly and Fenton. You're still behind that hill. It makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah, DMR is a little better through there, but You want to know me and Lynn.
Spots out west, too, that when I'm going through, I lose everybody, then I get them back, then I lose them, and then get them back. And finally, it just dies. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Right at the end of that string.
Yeah, it looks like they're a little more spread out on the west side, but this is where the MI5 stuff. Here, it's a little bit more dense.
Oh, absolutely. You got Detroit, you got Mount Clemens, Novi, Burnside, you know, and you got Flint, you know, so it's pretty good crossover coverage.
Yep, yeah, I mean, most of the guys are over on this side, so kind of makes sense. It's same with the MI6, it's super dense over here and a little thinner out there.
What's MI6, P25? Or no, like that's another category on the website, that's right.
MI6 is the microwave backhaul, and it's the ham WAN.
Okay, gotcha. I'll eventually learn it all. We'll just leave it at that. I got DMR, UHF, EHF, P25, and what is that? What's Fusion? What's CH? Is FTM4 or something like that?
Yeah, C4FM.
Yeah, that's the one. And I got that too.
Yeah, P25 is C4FM too, but it's a little different. They're not compatible, but they're similar.
Right, different protocol. I mean, same format, different protocols. I get it. Or same protocol, different format. Yeah, it's like my car readers. You know, I got HIV and I got Indala, F2F. And they're all Crocs, but they're different formats. All Crocs.
Yeah, none of them want to talk to the other one. It's probably more software than hardware, too.
Well, they got readers out there that do multi-protocol, or we call multi-tech, you know, so they can do Wigand data, F2F data. Well, mostly everything is Wigand data, but the protocol F2F. Or Indala format or HID format. We got Deathfire out there. You know, all different antennas, all different megahertz and kilohertz. But you get the one that does it all. They're expensive, but they can do it.
Get a phone call, ABY.
KCK Joe.
ABY.
KCK Joe.
KPR. They went around for an audio check.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-W-U-O-N-8-V-Z-R, that's statewide one.